Mark, I suppose all the hard work done now, you're just counting down the hours waiting for tomorrow's final?
Yeah, all the hard work is done, Tom, now. We're just weather dependent now, I suppose, at this stage. We've a strong panel there of about 30 players, and they've prepared hard and that, and they've shown great commitment and attitude and endeavour, you know. Yeah. And they've done ask with all of them as a group, so now they're just chomping at the bit, waiting to go, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And tell me about the campaign so far. You began with who did you play first?
Well, originally we were meant to play Mallon, and kind of at the last moment, Mallon had to withdraw, unfortunately. So we played Clonmacnoise in a quarter final. Strong, balanced Clonmacnoise side there with Jason McGee in midfield and that, you know, and we came through them. And then in the semi final there last week, we played the SP Barrett led Milford, you know, and they were, as we expected, they were very well organised in that, you know, but we performed well on the day, and we got over the hurdle of Milford, you know, but we had to perform well. We knew what was ahead of us.
A feature of your game so far is that you've ran up big scores.
Yeah, well, we'd see ourselves trying to play to our strengths, you know, which obviously it would be our attack. You know, we'd have maybe kind of minor and under 16 county lads there, and the likes of Oisín Gallen and Luke Gavigan and Chad McSorley and Carl Dunyan, you know. So we're trying to play to our strengths, you know, trying to give them a wee bit of freedom to do what they do, you know, best, which is, I suppose, put scores on the board.
Yeah, and I noticed in the semi-final that was added last Sunday, a lot of pace in the team too.
Yeah, we'd have a lot of pace in that, you know. It's probably one thing we've kind of maybe focused on in training, that, you know, it's like that, as we said, it's to move the ball quick and that, you know. Especially considering the types of pitches you're kind of playing in now, you know, you're coming into November and December, you know, so we're trying to move the ball quickly and play to our strengths, I suppose, you know, yeah. Instead of inhibit the lads.
Yeah, and Oisín Gallen, what, 8 points was it last week? He's a good outlet up front.
Yeah, he's a great outlet up front, and I'm sure St. Olds have their homework done on him. Oisín now is a young lad that's on the radar, you know, in the county for the last maybe 4 or 5 years. So, but he is a fine player, you know. And we try to utilise him to the best as we can, you know, without going through him, as I say, maybe 90% of the time we use him when we can, and other times we let him maybe hopefully distract the opposition.
Yeah. And tell me, have you seen St. Olds?
Yeah, I've seen St. Olds this year at close hand myself. I actually saw them playing in down the All-Ireland Gaeltacht in Mayo, and then I happened to be at the intermediate final this year, you know, and they were very unlucky in the intermediate final, and of course they won the event in Mayo, and then they won the Division 3 promotion this year, you know. So like St. Olds, as I said already this week, are a club on the rise, you know.
Yeah.
We would see them very much similar to ourselves. As I said, we might be seen as a senior club on paper, but to me there's no difference between them, you know. I think it'll be very even. They're very well organised. We're acutely aware, like, that they're defensively strong, and they've some big strong ball carriers there in the team, with the likes of maybe Brendan McCall there, who'll be known to a lot of people, in Padraig Moogan. But they've other good players there as well, like Dermot Gallagher there in the full back line, and Cathal McGlynn, and of course they've a fine goalkeeper there, and their captain Gavin Munraney. So we're well aware of the battle at hand with us tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
We'll have nothing easy. With they've come through, like Bert, Glenswilly and Nevura. And they've shown that they have a momentum coming through from the year they've had. And I'm sure at the end of their manager, without John McNulty, speaking into his ear, he'd have wise words of encouragement
with
all the success he's achieved down through the past.
Fair to say, there's an appetite, I'm sure, for success in McCool's. It's been a while since you last won it.
There is, yeah. I just, like, going back through the records, I see it's 2007 since we last won the B, and you're going back into the 90s, 96, and since the A, so there's a decade there without what I call adult success. And I think the club and this team are really hungry for success, and to maybe push the club on into the next level, you know, and maybe it's this group that'll do that, hopefully.
Yeah, and that starts with a win tomorrow.
Well, hopefully that would start with a win tomorrow. Like, we're confident, but we're well aware of the task at hand, you know. We have a good backroom team there. Archie McLaughlin is my assistant there, and I'll name check the lads if it's okay. Christopher Doherty, Douglas McDade, Aaron Kelly and Kevin Gallagher are physio. And the six of us, like, we've put in a lot of work into this, as have the players from 1 to 30.
Yeah.
But we're well aware it's going to take a ferocious effort tomorrow to get over the line, you know.
And have you got everybody, Mark?
Well, we do. We'd have one injury concern. That's probably known, I'm sure, to all. Like, we've Nathan Gavigan. He hasn't toggled us at all in this campaign. Nathan had an issue there with a knee problem, and I just think time is against him. Like, there's no beating around the bush with it. I think it's just maybe this game has just come too soon for him.
Yeah.
So, but he's our biggest injury concern. He would have been a major player for us, but I think time is just against him. So he'll be a reason for us to hopefully go along and push on for it.